Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is that time of the day. It is time to find out what is in Hugh's Holiday Sake, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Woo-hoo! Whiskey. And Gerhard's Appliance. All right, today,
I'm kind of excited about
everyone
this
is playing for this. The qualifying prize, which includes the Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber grill brush, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliance. If you win today, automatically enter for the grand prize. The Weber grill, courtesy of Gerhard's, and the Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. All right, so here's how this works. Hugh is going to give us some sort of clue, a theme on what may be in that holiday stocking.
Use clues?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say hue and clue in the same sentence. He's going to give us the theme. I apologize. That was a tease. I shouldn't have done that to you. We know you're in your feelings about Hugh's clues.
A little bit.
Okay. He'll tell you an idea of what's in there, and then you get to ask one yes or no question when you call in, and then you get to guess based on what Hugh says with the yes or no question. Hugh, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I mean, it's your turn.
You done chewing?
No,
You know what's in the stocking?
I need y'all to tell me off the air. I forgot.
No, we can't.
Did you see?
Did you seriously forget what's in the stocking?
What do you mean, seriously? Like I would play about something like that. Okay. I know what it is.
Okay. You want me to text you?
This is great, man.
Yeah, shoot me a text.
This, you know what they did? This is how the pros do it.
You got to be kidding me.
What? Kyle, be
don't
quiet.
You have a notepad and an iPad?
You know what? I was too busy workshopping my guest to take.
Oh, right. Very difficult. Yeah, dude.
So you're on the
way too much on your plate.
Guess the text me kicking my butt, boy. I
texted you what's in the stocking.
No, I got it.
Okay. All right. Let's bring on our first contestant here. Dean in Blackwood is up first. Hold on, actually. My apologies. You have to tell everyone the theme, Hugh.
It's going great.
You got me all messed up because you don't even know what's in your damn stocking.
I do know now. All right. Okay, you ready?
The theme. Yeah, don't say the word. Okay. I was ready for you to just say what's in the stocking.
It's a beverage.
Okay, a beverage is in the stocking. Let's go from there. Dean, you're up first today in Blackwood. Dean, what's up?
Is it alcoholic?
It can be, yes.
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke, no, Dean.
Nah.
Good one, though. That's fit the theme a little bit. Bob in Pensauken. Hey, Bob.
Yes, is the predominant color of it usually on the scales white?
What?
Is it a whitish, creamish color, like a white hue, you know, along that color scheme?
Be more specific.
It's not hue.
I'm okay. Yes.
No, is it, I'm going to say my guess then. Is it eggnog?
Yes.
Hue did, yeah.
I mean,
you.
No, I was letting
Bob,
you sweat.
Bob, congratulations.
No,
you got it.
I told
thank
you guys
you
this
much
was too easy.
No, we
I
did.
Told
well,
you it was too easy.
Listen, Bob, great job. Great job.
No,
I
Bob,
told
this,
you.
May I give my take on this? This was user error, okay?
No, because I couldn't go with what I wanted
well,
to go
no,
with.
But I think the you problem
guys,
was...
You guys start wait, listening to me.
No, Kyle's right, but you gave it away.
How?
Because when someone asked, is it alcoholic?
You got in your feelings about the two questions being like perfectly pertinent to what it actually was.
The answer is yes. When you said it can be, that made it too
easy.
Oh,
that's what it was.
I said
it can be, yes. But when I said it can't, I
can
started
be,
with it can,
can
be.
Because that means it can't be, which
okay.
means it's too easy for Bob.
Got you. But okay,
it's a Friday.
That's a Friday. I give you that one.
Is today,
and plus, it was guest
gift,
online.
Is it your gift to the audience today?
Yeah, that's my gift.
Okay.
Because I don't give out many.
So that's how we'll spin this?
Yeah. No, because I really, I tried to give out, I tried to have another guest, but the Blue Jays blew it. He shot it down.
What do you mean he shot it down?
He shot it down.
Oh, your other thing?
My other guest that I wanted to have in the stocking.
Well, I'll say this.
He's like, no.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have to keep you in line a little bit. Thanks to Gerhardt's Appliances, where you can save up to 40% during their home for the holidays appliance sales. Shop local and save big before the holiday rush at Gerhardt's Appliances. And thanks to Jack Daniel's, where you can find $3 off 1.75-liter bottles of Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and $2 off 750-milliliter bottles of Gentleman Jack.
That's the big dog.
Sure is. At your local fine wine and good spirit stores. And remember to celebrate responsibly. How do you feel 2 days into Hughes Holiday Stocking?
I feel pretty good.
Do you?
Yeah, because I like the fact that, you know, the things that we workshop putting into the stocking, a lot of times the boss is just like, nah, we can't put that in the stocking. That's a little bit too much.
Yeah. Now, what do you do with the stocking when there's eggnog in there? Do they have to wash it out now? Because that's kind of gross.
A little bit. No, but it's in a container.
Oh, so it's not loose in the stocking.
You know, I'm not, like, to be honest, I'm not a fan of eggnog.
I'm not a fan of eggnog either. Just go to the phones, all right? Matt in Prospect Park is up. Hey, Matt.
Yo, that was a fast Hughes Clues, man.
That's why Hughes Clues has been in suspension for a few months.
I'm sorry, Hughes Stocking. Yeah, Hughes Clues is the reason you guys lost the Marconi, I think, right?
Oh, that it is. One? It is.
Yeah, it definitely
is. But I talked to a voter, and they said we had it until we kept rolling out Hughes Clues, and then they voted for the Detroit station instead.
Yeah, that sucks. Hey, Hugh, I wanted to tell you about, there's a little story about Frank Sinatra. I don't know if you know this, but he had a really unique way that he enjoyed to eat scrambled eggs. You should look it up.
I'm definitely about to look that up.
Yeah, I can't say it on the air.
Oh, okay.
It's a little freaky. Okay, so Eagles. Mm-hmm. Look, I agree with, actually, I want to shout out Ken and say that I agree with him that this whole nonsense with the egging of dude's house is going to, I think the week with having the Hard Knocks, the incident with Pacciullo's house, they're going to get together, man. They're going to come together. They're going to explode on LA or whatever, San Diego.
I tend to agree with you that it's going to bring them together. I think that egg thing obviously was ridiculous by the kids that did it, but I think for the team and like they're going to kind of rally. I think they're going to rally around Pacciullo a little bit here. Like, hey,
I really do.
Yeah,
because
it's really it's their fault that his house got egged.
I mean,
if the players didn't stink so much, then no dumb kid would have thrown eggs at the guy's house.
There's a weird egg theme to this call, and I did not intend it, but I guess that's where we are. I think they're gonna put up some bombs over Baghdad on Monday, and I think you're gonna see this team come together. I really do. And if they don't, then they're gonna disintegrate. But I mean, I think it's gonna be one or the other. That's why this team is so, you know, crazy bipolar Philly style, the way we like it. I mean, but I like their chances. I think they're gonna toughen up. The only thing that sucks is, you know, Jalen Carter going out. It's not good, man, because that O-line, as others have mentioned, is porous, right?
No, you know, it's become one of the worst. Like that, I thought it was going to be one of their strengths before the season because those two, you know, great tackles
Harbaugh designed it, but it didn't work out.
Now, every time I turn on one of their games, like Herbert is just under assault. So our D-line, even without Carter, Matt, good phone call. It has to be a big day for the D-line. Their offensive line is bad.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about some of the guys. You know, Zach Bond got a hand injury, and just talking about Jalen Phillips and concussion. He has a concussion. Hopefully he'll be out there to play. You have to get pressure on him. I know he has a hand issue, Justin Herbert, but you got to get pressure on this guy.
I wonder, so there's a lot of elements, and we're going to find out more as the weekend goes on. We'll see the practice report today. He was limited yesterday, Justin Herbert. Hugh will find out what he is today, tomorrow, mm-hmm. right by Monday. We'll have a pretty good sense, I'm sure, if he's going to start that football game. How do you think it's good? So there's the obvious, right? Like his hand is just had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He may have to be, and I heard when Dick Vermeil was on the morning show today, they were discussing maybe the entire game in shotgun or pistol, like no under center.
Yeah.
I also wonder, because he runs and he could use his legs and he's a big quarterback. Like he can move and create plays. Do you think he's going to be less likely? Like, let's just say the pressure's coming, right? He's got a choice. He could throw the ball away, but typically he will try to give a stiff arm, run, get out of the... Do you think he just goes down on Monday so he doesn't get that hand crushed?
I think he plays, Joe. I think, if it, like, for me, if you're out there and you're looking at... I'm looking at the standings of his division, but if you're out there...
Oh, they're 8. So they're 8-4.
Yeah, they're second in the AFC. Yeah. You have to... Everything, all your faculties have to be available to you, in my opinion, because you never use an injury as an excuse when you're playing. And I understand that, you know, the hand is different and he's a quarterback and he's... But still, if you're out there, you have to give it 100%.
The one thing that could just totally affect him, though, if they flush him to his left, he's not going to be able to tuck the ball in his left hand if it's, mm-hmm. if it's all, you know, I'm assuming it's going to be either wrapped or, you know, in some sort of sleeve, like the fingers.
Yeah.
So, he'll have to hold the ball in his right arm and... You know, that's the way they could force some fumbles there. 215-592-9494. Art in Philly is up. Good afternoon, Art.
Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. And a lot of this call is to your buddy there sitting on the left side of your right mm-hmm. side. Kotite knew about him. That's one thing I can say for Kotite. He made a good pick. You.
He didn't do many things right, Art, but he picked Hugh. He did what that was right.
Yeah, but the other thing I want to say, and his boy down there in Dallas absolutely stinks. They'll never win with that guy at quarterback.
Tell him, Art.
You heard
him.
He's a bum. Look, our quarterback's better than him, and I want to get rid of our quarterback. Anyway, how about this Desmond Watson? What do you think about him filling that defensive line to stop the run? They're going right through us. Is something wrong with that guy?
Oh, they want the 450-pound guy.
The guy from the Bucks, right? That he.
Yeah.
You want to get him in here?
I want him in here to put him in the middle. I brought two studs over there.
Remember
the beginning of the year? I told you don't pay this quarter. I got that mm-hmm. on record. Don't pay Carter.
You know what? You look right about that. He has not had a great season, and now he's hurt again, Art. It's not good.
Well, he did pick up his game. I'll tell you, he is a great player. I love the guy. We can't get rid of him.
So what are we doing at quarterback, Art, next season? We want to get drafted.
You gotta go with the backup. Come on,
McKee.
Way better.
Yeah, it's McKee.
He's way better. We can get some big guys from the Ohio State, trade him, and get all these picks like Dallas did. And that's how we'll win. So what about the elephant man? Is there something wrong with that guy?
I mean, I guess Todd Bowles doesn't think he could play, but if he gets cut, he's out there. Art, we could bring him in for a little tryout. Art, we appreciate the phone call. Art's got a lot of takes. He's coming after you for the Dak thing. He wants a new quarterback. He wants Tanner to play, and he wants the Desmond Watson kid from the Bucks. Brought a lot to the table.
You know, it's funny, the Dak thing. I still say that Dak looks like a leader.
Dak is a leader. I mean, is that debatable?
And last night is one game, and everybody likes to, he chokes in the playoff. Okay, that's fine. Still looks like a leader. And I don't like the Cowboys, but I can have an opinion that doesn't jive with yours.
Nope, not allowed.
Yeah, I know. For some people, that's not the case. But it is what it is. If you don't like it, if you didn't like what you saw, then I don't know what to tell you. My office hours are from 10 to 2 p.m., and since he called within those office hours—
Is this an office?
We can discuss it. Yeah, this is the—well, it could be a couch.
Yes, I feel like it's more like a couch.
Yeah, it's more like a—yeah, but it's where we litigate these things that people want to litigate. But we don't do it after the hours. We're hell diving, and we're playing Destiny, so don't
who's,
come
who's
at
where
me.
Where you are.
Well, me and my clan, we're hell diving.
Why?
Because
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
just felt appropriate. It felt apropos.
It never feels appropriate. That's the problem.
It felt apropos.
It did not. It absolutely didn't. All right, Ken and Cinnaminson with, I'm sure,
we got the clap back.
Well, I'm sure a lot of response today because he was taking blows left and right from the callers here. What's up, Ken?
I wasn't going to call, but when my name is taken in vain, I feel like I need to respond. Plus, I do want to address the topic at hand. First of all, let's get to the moron out in San Diego. Obviously, I'm living rent-free in his tiny little brain, and I don't even listen to what he says. So I don't know if he said anything about me or not. I can only derive that from Cowboy Jane. And Cowboy Jane, I would say, if you're going to take my name in vain, get it right. It's Ken from Cinnaminson, not Cinnamon, a town that he could not possibly afford to live in. So, let's just leave that there. And I did hear Rhea take my take this morning. She didn't credit me for it, but I did hear her take my take this morning about the egging incident kind of galvanizing the offense. So
these are
big accusations.
I serve the public. And Hugh,
yes,
you are the analyst that Booger McFarland wishes he could be. That's all I want to say.
I see that. I like that parallel. Yeah, you're like evolutionary Booger.
Evolutionary Booger.
Someday Booger wants to grow up to be Hugh. That's exactly what it is. So I don't know. Look, I don't know why you would settle for 3-2. They're better than every team left on their schedule. They just are. So why would you settle for losing to two of them? I mean, you know, it's December. This is where the men separate themselves from the boys. You know, this is where we hear Nick say all year long, your goal is to be playing your best football at this time of year and to work towards that. So there's nobody who could possibly suggest that they have been playing their best football yet. But, you know, it's not as bad. Like, it always seems worse than it is until you watch everybody else. And then you realize it's not as bad as we think it is. You know, we have recency bias on a lot of this stuff, and we get so myopic on what's going on with our team that we fail to look at the big picture and see that, you know, it's not as bad as everybody thinks it is. Justin Herbert's not going to finish the game Monday night. I'm assuming he's going to start it, but he's not even going to finish the game. There's no way he finishes that game. So you're going to get a heavy dose of Trey Lance. So if we're worried about losing to Trey Lance, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, you know, you probably shouldn't just watch. The Buffalo Bills are once again the most overhyped, overrated team in the NFL. Every year, preseason, they're at the top of everybody's poll for the AFC representative in the Super Bowl. And then Sean McDermott does Sean McDermott things all year long, and the Bills don't even get past the second round of the playoffs. So,
well, and this year they're not even going to win their division, most likely, at this point.
Exactly. So, you know, Sean McDermott would have been fired 3 times already in Philadelphia. He was a head coach here, but, you know, he lives up there in Buffalo where there's literally nothing else to do. And you know, they're just really super nice people. So I have to say that because it's true. So I just don't know why we would accept 3-2 when they're going to play 4 teams left on their schedule over the next 5 games, all of whom they are better than and all of whom they should beat.
Well, it's fair, but we would have said that 2 weeks ago that it was 7 teams left on their schedule they are better than, and they've lost to 2 already. So that
I'm just whistling past the graveyard here, but I am still not picking up 2023 vibes from this team. I'm just not. I mean, the game against the Bears was just the worst game of the year that they played. They played terribly in every aspect of the game. They were bad. And, you know, every once in a while, you're going to have one of those. So, you know, it's not like they got run off the field in Dallas. The way they lost is worse than the fact that they lost. And that's part of what's sticking in people's craws is that they ran out to a 21-point lead.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
If Jake Elliott makes his field goal, you know, Brandon Aubrey's not beating them at the gun. It's the stuff that they're doing wrong is correctable. And I do think I know I said this about the Bears game, but I think it has to come to fruition on Monday. This is a get right game for the running game. You can run on this team. Anybody can run on this team. And I do believe that they're going to run the ball on this team. So Why would you expect 3-2? Why would you accept 3-2? I'll take four and one only.
Well, and that would be great. And can we appreciate the phone call and the response? Which this has been quite a day for caller on caller crime.
I guess the way
I could frame it is, even in the Cowboy loss, right? That this is who they are. Is no one else seeing what I'm seeing? Every game is the same. They're all 21-18. Like, okay, they're all the same. So they could win all five of the next five games the same way, but they could they also could lose any particular game, because when you play 20-17 games, how do you guarantee anything?
Hold on, you just described NFL football.
Right. Yeah.
Anyone could lose any game.
Well, I know that.
There's no easy way out.
But the Eagles' margin, has been smaller this year than the other good teams.
I will say this: for me, it looks like you figured out offensively in one scenario, and then for whatever reason, the communication breaks down.
Was it not good enough?
Well, no, it's because your communication breaks down. I think the execution at times is pretty good. You just have to find that consistency.
But isn't
sustainability.
Isn't consistency just what better players do? Because they could do it more often. Like, if Jalen was more consistent, that means he's better. He's inconsistent because he's not as great as the other guys. I just feel like we use consistency in a way like, well, if this pretty average player was more consistent, he'd be great. But if he was great, he'd be more consistent.
Here's the reality of football. Football, for the most part, is repetition. Like it is, like, and it's recalling, you know, certain things. Like, you know, I wasn't gonna go here, but yesterday, you know, we had a football with, you know, I had a, you know, the video game thing with the guy that we came in. And
you got to play Madden yesterday.
Play Madden. I don't play Madden.
And I predicted you were gonna get rocked.
Yeah. So I was playing against a guy, and he's a Madden player, and he was happy. You know, I know how these things go, Joe. People come in and they want to beat you because they want to tell their friends.
Yeah, like I cooked Hugh Douglas in Madden.
And so we played, right? And I don't play Madden. Y'all know I hell dive with McClan and all that other good stuff. That's making quick. But anyway, long story short, once I got locked back in to football.
How'd you do?
I beat the brakes off that cat,
what
man.
What team were you guys?
He made me play with San Diego, right? Well, L.A., the Chargers.
So you were the Chargers?
I was the Chargers.
And he was the?
He was
the
Eagles. Dude.
But this isn't a good omen.
I ain't let him win. No, because I knew what it was going to be. But listen, Kyle, once I got back into football mode and I saw the defense he was playing a single high safety, right? And he was dropping the other safety down in the box because, you know, the Chargers can run the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Joe, I was like, oh, wait a minute. I remember this because, you know, I really watch film like Jason Devine watched film. But when I started seeing, I was like, oh, wait a minute. He has the safety cheated to the left side of the field.
Look at this guy over here. Bill Walsh Douglas over here.
No, but hold up, Joe. So it was a couple times where I got caught because I kept pushing the wrong button, throwing it to the wrong side of the field. Mm-hmm. But my man Austin, he was in there. Austin's our IT guy.
Yeah.
And when he showed me, I was like, okay, where the buttons and stuff? Long story short, I started dropping dimes, threw for 357 yards. So
Can you go to the NovaCare and share this with our football team?
I'm just saying, dog.
So Herbert was – you were slinging it with Herbert. How did Jalen do against your defense?
I had 5 sacks.
Why didn't he get rid of the ball?
Well, because I didn't really know how to tackle. So it was a couple times where I didn't know how to tackle.
You just run into him.
You could shake him off, though. Like, you could shake off.
Oh, so you were getting – What's his name?
I got it. I haven't bought him in a while.
Norman Hand?
Not Norman Hand. Norman Hand is not his name, John.
Norman Hand played 30 years ago.
I was about to say Norman Hand. Deshaun Hand. It's Deshaun Hand.
I just wondered if I could slip it by you.
Yeah, no, because I remember – When I first saw it, I was like, wait, but that can't be Norman Hand.
Norman Hand. It's like your age.
Yeah, but the bottom line was, man, listen, when I caught him in that single high safety, started dropping dimes. I mean, and then at one point I thought, this is the bad omen. But it's not, because I can't play.
You know Norman's not with us anymore?
He isn't?
No, it's sad.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either.
I didn't know that. No, that's – is that his son? Is Deshaun his son?
We can look that up.
Yeah, let me look that up.
Okay.
But, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. So, shout out to the – I forgot the guy's name. I beat the brakes off of Madden.
Shout out to the guy I beat yesterday in Madden.
That beat the brakes off.
215. You were very proud of him, too, when you walked in.
No, it was just funny because he was getting ready to trash talk. And I didn't say anything because I didn't know how to play. I didn't really care until I saw him start trying to talk trash.
I just wonder, I mean, I feel like there would have been a better omen if you let the Eagles win. You beat the Eagles with the Chargers.
I can't let
I know, but
you do anything.
But we got, well, you don't have to throw the ball for five touchdowns, but Herbert.
Dude, I was, hey, Joe. I didn't know how to
He's
play.
He's got a laser for an arm, huh?
No. Listen, because, you know, it's pressure sensitive.
Yeah.
I was throwing darts. Bap! Touchdown.
Not the son of Norman Andrews.
Okay. Not the son. Joe, I was proud of myself.
Different hands.
And Austin tackle. Was over there like, man, you sure you've never played this before? Never.
No, I don't know if we believe you about that one. 215-592-9494. All right, I'm giving everyone a chance to sign up for a 3-2 finish of the season. If I told you that right now, would you sign up for 3-2, clinch the division in the playoffs, or would you let it play out, which could be great, or it could be bad? High Roller Hugh over here playing this
High
thing
roller.
Out. Where do you come down? Plus, we'll get to Hugh's favorite segment, Guess the Takes. What is everyone talking about after week 14 favorite. In the NFL? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.